Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents. This is the one and only The Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting edition of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, the latest scandal to rock the GOP's world, Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl's release by the Taliban, shows quite evidently that the GOP is strictly engaged in a death march with only one likely outcome, planned obsolescence. Let's get right to it, shall we? The GOP has officially morphed into the Fox News channel. The latest conservative uproar is the Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl release from the Afghanistan Taliban. It's no exaggeration to say at this time that the GOP spinmeisters have had a steady flow of manufactured scandal episodes ever since Obama's 2008 election. I'm going to go way out on a limb and prognosticate at this time that they have hit true pay dirt this time, and we'll ride this pony all the way till November 2016. They don't think releasing five dangerous Al-Qaeda prisoners for the repatriation of one American soldier is fitting and proper, and even warrants commencement of impeachment proceedings. Obama is a tyrant, and this time he went too far. Off with his head. The Republican Party is so devoid of any usefulness or relevance, except for angry white guys, that they'll continue to froth at the mouth to yet another White House election defeat in 2016. Their blind hatred to everything that deviates from their stuck-in-the-mud backwardness of an era long gone will seal the Republican Party's fate to that of a party relegated to that same bygone era. Join the company of the Whig Party, GOP. If I were the GOP, I'd stock up on cyanide pills, because just like the Russian army closing in on Hitler's bunker in April of 1945, history and the winds of change are similarly closing in for the final hammer down on angry white guys, a.k.a. the GOP. Well, that just about does it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.